Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today on this hump day, Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024 edition. Your defending fathers with trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of stories that I was following. Pretty interesting the way the process is working. Always looking at process. You have to look at what's going on in the process. Well, this story comes to us from the Detroit News, and the city of Detroit looking forward to a very bright opening day on Friday. This Friday, April 5th, they are going to start a tailgate party down at Comerica Park for the right now 4-0 first place Detroit Tigers in the Central Division. They were rained out last night in New York playing the Mets. That game has been rescheduled for tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Weather today doesn't look good. They may not get the game in tonight at 7 either. Leaving tomorrow, Thursday, potentially being a doubleheader before the home opener on Friday. City of Detroit looking forward to a tailgate party. Weather projected to be good, mid-50s. Low 60s on Friday during the day. The game, I believe, is going to be at 1 o'clock. They're going to start the tailgate at 11:30. A lot of people catching the fever already with this team starting off the best start they've had since 1984 when they went 35-5. Well, that year, the Detroit Tigers won the World Series. They also started 4-0. Not saying this particular team is necessarily the caliber or as good as the 84 Tigers, but they are definitely turned around and have a winning attitude. Businesses will be set up for outside consumption of alcohol starting at 11:30 on Friday. Tailgate party, numerous activities. Miller Lite is going to have a beer tent set up down there. They are going to be partying on Friday in Detroit. Many people have already said that they're taking the day off from work. Some offices are actually shutting down in downtown Detroit. Not even going to be open for business on Friday because of the home opener. Now, folks, if they can get this type of excitement by just winning the first four games, can you imagine if they do well against the Oakland Athletics at home starting on Friday? And the team that they're supposedly engaged with right now, New York Mets, they've started their season off 0-4. They've lost their first four games while the Tigers have won their first four. If they get a game in tonight, or end up having to play a doubleheader tomorrow, they could be coming into Friday's home opener 6-0. The pitcher they had lined up for last night's game was going to be facing Casey Mize, who is making his medical comeback. Hasn't pitched for over 711 days, I believe they said, over 2 years due to season-ending surgery, Tommy John surgery on his throwing arm elbow, back surgery. Well, the guy has gone through physical therapy. He's worked his way back. He did very well in spring training. He was going to be pitching last night's game. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean he'll be the pitcher tonight. We're not really sure because of the rotation, but we'll wait and see. But according to this Detroit news story, they're excited about Friday. They're anticipating huge crowds. Tickets are already sold out. The stadium is completely sold out for Friday. And they said that some people who are already reselling their tickets, prices are north of $300 for bleacher seating out in the outfield. $300 to sit in the bleachers. That's amazing. So Detroit's excited. They're looking forward to opening day this Friday. And again, it's a day game at 1 o'clock against the Oakland Athletics. Really should be a very interesting opener. And well as tonight's series finishing up with the New York Mets. Whether they play tonight, weather very bad in New York. Could be forced to tomorrow, not even looking that good for Thursday. They may end up having to postpone it completely and reschedule it later in the year. But this was their only planned trip to New York City to play the New York Mets. Other stories kind of going along those same lines, and I don't know if you heard about this or not, but the Detroit Lions have traded their quarterback, Jared Goff, to the Washington Commanders. It has been confirmed. They are making themselves get the second draft pick in this year's college draft. Caleb Williams, the quarterback for the USC Trojans, expected to be picked number one, leaves University of Michigan Wolverine J.J. McCarthy, who led the Wolverines to a national title under Jim Harbaugh, available for the Lions to pick him with their second pick. So there is going to be a change there for quarterback, choosing to go with a young, more mobile quarterback, somebody that they could have for many, many, many years, absolutely back into the mix. We're going to get to a couple of text messages coming in late here. I just noticed these. We the people must unite as Americans for our country, our home, our futures. Political parties and middlemen creating another layer, moving us from the prime objective of a free, honorable country that promotes liberty. Well, that's a good talking point. How do you do it? Also, Pat McCormick said, did you see that Mike Rogers standing in the back behind Trump? Trump mentioned him, but not about being on CNN. Well, that's his choice. That's what he decided to do. I think he got bad advice, and I think there's going to be some ramifications. I think there could be potentially, based on the filing deadline coming up on April 23rd. According to MERS News Service, a story back I reported on in November, Rogers claimed that he had his signatures already obtained, had got them in 8 weeks, starting in September, October, in the first week and a half of November. There's only one problem. The signatures are only good for 180 days. He still has not turned his signatures in, the deadline being April 23rd. So basically, October 23rd to November, December, January, February, March, and April 23rd, October 23rd, which was just 3 weeks before his press release, well, all those signatures collected, they're going to be considered invalid because they're more than 180 days old. Is he out there replacing signatures as we speak? We don't know. But it's going to be very interesting what happens 3 weeks from yesterday. Going to be very, very, very interesting. Now, one other story I'm going to get in, a real short story. Mayor Mike Duggan of Detroit will be attending the home opener on Friday with the Detroit Tigers. says he's looking forward to people visiting the city this Friday. Major improvements have been made. He said also check out the People Mover. They've spent some money upgrading it, fixing the routes, adding a few more cars. He says take a tour of the People Mover. If you come to Detroit, it's something you need to do. New businesses have popped up along the route. And he said now there's even more food options available for people as they have had an increase of restaurants, licensed restaurants, 327 new places to eat in the city of Detroit. The growth has been impressive, and we look forward to everybody in Michigan coming to our city on Friday. Not going to probably be able to see the game in person, but there'll be definitely enough bars and restaurants open around Comerica Park where you'll be able to watch the game. Bally Sports Detroit, along with Fubo, have the subscription TV available. You can watch the games up here in northern Michigan right on Bally Sports Detroit. So we look forward to that. We've always had hot dogs and peanuts on opening day. We did it this year when they opened on the road. Vicky and I will be doing it on Friday for the home opener as well. I'm already planning to be good the days before so I can pig out on Friday. Looking forward to that. So have you caught Tiger fever yet? Are you going to be watching him? Cliff Tellini says, Lions better not take McCarthy. That would be a mistake. Well, evidently, according to the tryouts for the college recruits for the draft, J.J. McCarthy had a fantastic, fantastic outing. Somebody said it was the first quarterback that exceeded expectations and all of the baseline marks. J.J. McCarthy surpassed every single one of them. So we'll see. And wow, Mark, I did not expect a book. But I appreciate your text message. Comments coming in from a new listener, Mark in Sheboygan. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low. And the secrets
that we shared. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I got a text message. Harold says, I get that it's April, but you can't be serious on the Detroit Lions story. I can't find it anywhere. I'll send you the Newsbreak story that came out. Now, this was Newsbreak. It's a news source that we use here at the radio station. And it did not appear to be an April Fool's joke, nor was it an Onion story in any way, shape, or form. W.G. Brady, Detroit Lions trade Jared Goff to Washington Commanders to acquire the number two pick in this year's NFL draft. And let's see, got it confirmed by Gridiron News. And also, let's see, what is this called? This is called the EC. No, that's not it. Get the right link to open up here. Gridiron News and EC Reporting. I don't know who that is. So we'll see exactly. They claim that this is in order to get the second pick in the NFL draft. And the way the story laid out basically said that this would be a move to be able to move up to get J.J. McCarthy. So there you go. Let's see. Okay, that is for that story. We're already past that one. Okay, very good. We got people signing up for the class. The deadline is Friday. Just had a couple of text messages regarding that. The class will be teaching on Saturday, April 13th in Traverse City. The crash course on Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. It's going to be at 9:30 on Saturday, April 13th. The doors will open. It's going to be at the Cherry Land Center, which is right on the corner, northwest corner of South Airport in Garfield. Text me the word class TC. I'll send you the link. I'll send you the flyer. You can get your books ordered and be able to attend the class. Greatly appreciate those inquiries. A couple of people just signed up, they said. Now, the other last point I want to make on this is going to be the last class, folks, before the August 6th primary. This is going to be the last class we're going to do up here in Northern Michigan because the campaign will officially kick off right after this class. We will be knocking on doors, putting up signs, talking to voters here in Antrim County, as Vicky's starting her campaign to be the county clerk for Antrim County. We have other campaigns we're working on, county commissioner races here in Antrim, other counties as well. Now, again, we're looking for folks to talk to. Belknap Township, Akiak Township, Rogers City, both east and west of US 23. Sheboygan, Mackinac County, as well as two specific townships in Emmett County, Resort Township and Bear Creek Township. So if you live in those areas, I want to talk to you after the show. Give me a call or a text, 231-360-5140, and we'd love to talk to you. Filing deadline is 3 weeks from yesterday. We're down to 20 days. So we can do this. We got enough time. We can find the good candidates. We can get you filed. We can help you design signs, come up with your business cards, be able to get out there, start talking to the people. We need people to run. So we're excited to be a part of this effort. We're also promoting a lot of events coming up in May. I found out last night the Sheboygan County Republican Party is going to be doing their event dinner on May 4th. The following Saturday, May the 11th, the Presque Isle County Republican Party will be doing their Reagan Day dinner. I'll be a part of that with Mark Farner, former singer, songwriter, lead guitarist of the Grand Funk Railroad Band. He's going to be the keynote speaker for their event. Looking forward to that. Lastly, if you know somebody and you think they would make a good commissioner, call me, text me. I'll reach out to them. I had a couple people yesterday said they thought of some people. They're going to reach out to them. Give me their numbers. Let me give them a call. I appreciate you wanting to reach out to confirm, but I would like to talk to them myself. Let's see, text message coming in. Says, Randy, we're not sure whether or not he lives in that township. Should we call him or do you want to call him? I just said it. Give me the number. I'll talk to him. And lastly, we have to say the website is acconservatives.org. We have the cards. We're ready to send those out to you as well. 9/11 cards. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music, the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great hump day Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you